I can't blame
it. Sitting in the morning sun.
But we got some hot summer, so.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. In the studio, State Representative David Bowen, candidate for the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. Man, let me...
Shouts out to the DJ. We got some hits playing right
now.
Yeah. Dr. Bay is my stuff.
Hey,
that's my stuff.
So yeah. let me say this to you, man. On a national level, Democrats caught me, you know, progressive Democrats. It's always, and I always heard many Democrats, and even you many times when you were the vice chair of the state Democratic Party. I remember you constantly and others. Democrats have a big tent.
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats are proud. We've got a big tent. And I would always think, okay, so you got a big tent. So big tent to me means all of us aren't, you know, in the amen corner as Democrats. Everybody's not on the same page. There are different views in different people. And you can say I'm a Democrat and have different views, and yet we're going to all come together and sing Kumbaya, and we're going to make this work. But a big tent, although practically sounds really good, if you're not able to work that out inside of that big tent,
yeah,
let's talk a little bit about that. Because especially on a national scale, you're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that I learned from my tenure at the party was, you know, the passion that everybody has, but especially as your party is growing and you have new people coming to the table experiencing party politics for the first time, it's important to recognize you know, the support that they need to be able to be a part of this thing that they're very much not used to. But ultimately, progressives want progress. And I think some of the perspectives make it sound like some progressives are so hard that they can't consolidate their expectations, their wants to be able to be a part of a broader agenda for progress for everybody. And I think many more progressives that I've met and seen out there are willing to make that compromise. And we go through that constantly.
You say many, but on the other side of that coin, you know, there's a heads and a tails, a yin and a yang to all of it. And there are many progressives who don't.
And I also will go the other side to that is you also can't you also can't fall to a moderate level approach that will not really make the impact that it needs to make for the future of your community as well. And there is a balance because sometimes there are some moderate level approaches that really don't work, that really won't do the work and impact families and impact communities the way that we need them to. So there is a balance, and you know, I think as Barack has always talked about, former President Obama has always talked about the ebbs and flows of progress. It definitely goes up and down. And I hope that we don't get in our own way. That's why it's so important to unify in these midterm elections. Regardless of if you want all student loans wiped out completely, or if you, you know, want to see some progress on a number of different fronts, we can't have a all or nothing approach. No one can have that. No one can take their ball and just go home. And we've had many of those really tough conversations in the party. We've had them, and Wisconsin is the state to do it. We've had them from diverse communities and the needs of different communities sometimes being pitted against other communities. And that's why it's more important for us to recognize that our destinies are shared. the lives of folks in my part of the state are just as valuable as the lives in the northern part of the state. We're seeing the effects of this pandemic wreak havoc on all of us. That's why we should be working together to make sure that we continue to hold the line on COVID-19, just like we need to hold the line, on these perspectives from sometimes colleagues, especially in the legislature, that are seeking to divide us.
Let's do this. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Tom's calling from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I am a proud FDR Democrat. Just speaking about what you're speaking about right there, I find that when the Democrats compromise or they don't let the what you're talking about with the student debt issue as an example. We have the ability to cancel off student debt instead of paying all this money towards the military industrial complex. And I find that when the Democrats go lukewarm, they end up hurting the program. They end up allowing Republicans to frame it in a way that the program doesn't work. Whereas, as an example, when FDR did Social Security, it was Social Security. It was for people that were 75 and older, and it was not a cutting around their, I find that the old progressives used to say, look, we want it all, and we're going to get it all, and we're going to pass it to Congress. And the when we started going lukewarm and getting half a loaf rather than the full loaf, what I find is that the program got denigrated. And since Democrats don't know how to message worth a crap, basically what ends up happening is the Republicans start talking about school choice. And they start speaking about the vouchers. And they start speaking about all that stuff, instead of saying, no, we're going to have a public education system in this country. That's what we're going to have. If you want to send your kid to a religious school, you can cough up your own money, and we the people are not going to pay for you going to a charter school or another school. But because the Democrats get lukewarm on this stuff, it ends up changing the message, and it ends up where the Democrats are not standing for their principle.
So, Tom, hang on. Let's let Representative Bowen respond.
Yeah, and thank you for calling in your response, Tom. I think it comes down to this. There are a number of different issues, including student debt, that I would love to be able to make progress on. And we already know the implications of not reducing that debt has on our economy, on especially my generation being able to invest in their families and their legacies, to be able to buy houses, to buy other assets, and to be able to sustain their families. At the same time, I also recognize that the ball game is over if Governor Evers loses in the midterms. I know that the ball game is over if President Biden isn't able to win in 2024. So, We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can make progress on a number of fronts and do the things that we have control over. And I do agree with you. Lukewarm water is the nastiest. I like it cold. I like it real cold. So it's important that, if we are going to champion these issues, especially the ones that we know that people need, we're taking the approaches wholeheartedly of holding down the perspectives that people need us to, especially as we talk about the value that people must be able to see in change makers and in those in power positions.
Tom?
Well, I would say that Republicans never seem to negotiate on tax cuts for the rich or the billionaires. We seem to just accept that as what it is. And I would just like to see, even if it was a small program, that we don't say, okay, we're going to cut $50,000 worth of student debt. You could take any issue under the planet. And it's like, if we just took a straight up answer, so we don't have to go and him and haw about our answers, I think that we would be better served as a Democratic Party rather than always saying, okay, we're going to do this, but we're going to be doing this. And to me, it's basically, when you talk bipartisan nowadays, I think it means that bipartisan means that both parties are bought out by the same donors. That's what I feel about negotiations. I'd rather have my congressperson stand up for something and say, this is what I stand up for, and give the reasoning behind it, rather than being very, very, I know it's a game, but being very political. And what they ought to be doing is, when they have a belief in something, then they go to the media, then they go on their YouTube page, then they talk about what it is that they really want to do, without having to, you know, give up on their values. That's just the way I feel about it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man.
You're done.
And you know what we saw, you know, the signs of some division. And the rifts in viewpoints, especially in the Democratic Party, and from the 2016 and 2020 race, as far as president. And then you also saw some things play out in the gubernatorial race, too. But I think at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to the issues that we agree on, I'm going right back to the same thing we highlighted. There are more of us that agree that we can make at least some progress on all of these issues, rather than our opposition that wants to give us nothing.
So I have to tell you, man, I don't think the Democratic Party has always been, and I think even to you, it wasn't fair. Hasn't been fair to you, especially in the after, you know, the election of the new chair of the Democratic Party and how that all came about. So, but how do you get over? How do you get to a point where you say, I've got to do what's in the best interest of the people and not my own personal?
Yeah, you don't take your ball and go home.
You certainly can feel like
Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair Ben Wickler is one of my close allies, and we work together, and I support his leadership at the party. He's been doing an amazing job.
Hold the thought. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.